And we're live. Welcome to the Path Forward. This will be a somewhat short show tonight. I won't be probably going a full hour. It's been an interesting week. We're going to be doing the roundtable tomorrow night. So instead of doing my Substack live chat, I'll be doing the roundtable. I may do a Substack live chat earlier in the day. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. You know, you're being gaslit when you see all assets deployed on a specific narrative. Right now, the narrative that they're deploying all assets against is this Mark Kelly / Pete Hegseth / DO. And it's not Pete Hegseth. That's the thing, right? It's DO, the Department of War, and probably the Secretary of War, as well as the Undersecretary of War, that are threatening to bring Mark Kelly onto active duty to prosecute him under the UCMJ. And you're seeing all these people react to it. It's incitement operations is what it is. And you're seeing Amy Klobuchar and a bunch of other congressmen coming out. Look, what Mark Kelly did was sedition. Classic textbook sedition, inciting people to work against the established commander-in-chief, openly defy orders, lawful orders against the commander-in-chief, what they're calling unlawful orders. And all of this is right out of pawns in the game, right? This is the part about the left that just kills me. Every stinky pile of dog shit that the mainstream media feeds them, these people latch onto wholeheartedly. And it's because they've been so brainwashed that Orange Man is bad that they can't see straight. And the tell is in the fact that literally everything they do, everything they say has been so carefully curated to go completely polar opposite of what logically they would say is this is BS, right? I mean, the whole base is being played. And then this other narrative that MAGA's dead and MAGA was a psyop, blah, blah, blah. This should tell you why it is that I don't, number one, sign up for a cause. Number two, I don't care who the renter in the White House is. It's all a construct. It's been a construct. It's going to be a construct, because the only thing that comes out of any of this is conflict. And it's by design incitement operations to get people to pick a side. That's the game. And if people figured out that you're being played, none of this stuff would, nobody would bite into this. And it's amazing to me watching these narratives being spun and people losing their minds over it. It's to me, if the average citizen, the average Joe goes to a movie, or they go to, or they're watching Netflix, or they're watching Amazon, or they're watching regular TV, they see TV shows, they see movies. I see themes and messages. I see narratives. I see influencing operations. I see incitement operations. I see a lot of, for lack of a better word, MK Ultra, just brainwashing and indoctrination. And it's amazing to me how people react. Like, you have all these veterans who are like, if they go after Captain Kelly, man, do you know how many of us there are? Like, you're a moron. You're being played. The people that want you to fight, the people that want you to pick a side, are the same people that are screwing you over right now. They're the same people that brought in all the replacements into this country. But yet you're so focused on the fact that the Mango Emperor is bad that you can't see anything else. You can't reasonably look at anything and say, maybe my own party, maybe my own movement of liberals, maybe they're lying to me. But at the end of the day, This tells you how effective the influencing operations in Trump's first term were, because they have mobilized an entire generation, actually multiple generations, to do everything that's polar opposite of the orange band. And look, Trump doesn't do himself any favors, right? His support of Israel, his bombing of Iran, the fact that he put lobbyist darlings or allowed lobbyist darlings to be put in all the agencies, all of it doesn't bode well for Trump. And, you know, it's days like this where I watch all the propaganda and I watch all of the gaslighting and I watch all the bots and all the AI and all the other, you know, paid influencers like Billy Madden and a few others that are just, they're just, you know, for lack of a better word, they're just feckless cunts, lying feckless cunts at that, that are putting out just blatant lies. And you can see why people are so incited. It's because they don't have any source of truth. There's really no source of truth anywhere for either side, conservative, liberal, doesn't matter. But, you know, the frustrating part for me is if people just realized that all of this is a script that's being run against them by both sides of the aisle, they would look at this as what it should be. And what this should be is a revolution, not a civil war. And if the country goes to blows over Mark Kelly, then I would say they have been played to a point where they get what they deserve, because there's no there when it comes to that guy. He's heavily involved with China. He's literally, he's been installed into his position in Arizona, like Ruben Gallego and this other bitch that came out of Pinal County. And they offer nothing other than communism. Like, who thinks communism is a good idea? Why would you think that? Why would you think that communism is the way to go? Because if you look at any of the blue states that have gone full commie, they've basically taxed business out of existence in LA, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Boston. Companies that have been there for decades are leaving because the tax burden is so heavy that they can't afford to operate and compete with the rest of the market. That should be your first clue. When businesses are leaving wholesale because of the crime and the taxation, that should tell you that your communist model doesn't work. That should tell you that these morons that you put in place are not helping you. They're not helping to govern. They're destroying and deconstructing everything that you take for granted. You would think that the liberals would see this and be like, yeah, this is wrong. Nope, everything's fine. In fact, they're whistling while they're doing it, running down the street singing, everything is awesome. It tells you how effective the psychological operations against the public have been. Because if people can normalize how fucked up things are in blue cities, it tells you that they've completely bought into the narrative. They've completely bought into all the talking points, and they're definitively on board with deconstructing the Constitution. And these guys that are on the left saying, you know, I took the oath. No. Notice how most of them are fucking Navy. That's what kills me, is all these Navy retards that are liberals come out of the woodwork talking about their oath. And you know you've seen the true tipping point when you see the Vindman brothers, who've committed fucking open treason, come out and say, I would happily defend Mark Kelly. They've deployed all assets, and they're all in. They're all in for civil war. And I'm just going to say this to all you combat veterans that are on the left. I know none of you are listening, but if you are, I want you to take heed to what I'm about to say. You're being played. You're fucking retarded. If you buy any of these narratives, if you buy any of the shit they're selling you, your own party is fucking you more than the Republicans, if you believe in that. They're all one party. They're fucking everybody right now. And if you guys, you know, could think past yourselves and get past yourselves, you would realize that we're all on the same team, the haves and the have-nots. But you're so wrapped up in Mango Emperor bad that you can't see anything else. Wake the fuck up. My God, is it any more obvious that the entire political establishment is just grifting? I mean, your first tell should have been when MTG resigned and there wasn't even a whimper. Like, you want to talk about the ultra super high speed mega candidate and congressman? That was her. They played her to be the biggest mega person on the planet, biggest supporter of Trump, blah, blah, blah. And nobody cared. She came, she went, no one cared. That should tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's all one party. There's no two-party system. There's no 5D chess. There's no master plan. It's just a bunch of grifters grifting. And the only way this ends is when the system collapses. It collapses. And guess what happens when the system collapses? They go hide in deep holes, and all the rest of us have to fend for ourselves. Is that the point when you figure out they were lying to you? Or is it the point when the Chinese and the Muslim extremists have imported so many people that they changed the demographic of your hometown before you figure it out? Or are you waiting for the violence to start? I can't figure out which one it is, because all of those variables don't end well for you. But go ahead. Mobilize yourselves to go after Pete Hegseth and all the other entertainers that are in position right now entertaining you, because they're the real people that are pulling the strings. It's nobody behind them. It's not AIPAC. It's not the London bankers. It's not Qatar. It's not the Qatari bankers. No, no. It's the guys in front of the camera. The entertainers they put in place to keep you emotionally charged. Wake the fuck up. And then I see all these other retards that have never served a day in their life talking about, this is not sedition. First of all, you don't know anything about the military. You don't know anything about the UCMJ. Stop talking. But it tells you that all of these people have been brainwashed to the point and mobilized to the point, probably they're being paid, to where your whole feed is just filled with this shit. And the one I love the best is the picture of Mark Kelly's medals on his whites. And they're talking, and they keep replaying this video where he blatantly lies about being shot at and shot down. First of all, he flew an A-6, unarmed airplane. They didn't fly into combat without a bunch of jamming going on. So I don't know what planet that piece of shit lives on, but that missile could have blown up like 3 to 4 miles away, and he would still say he shit his pants. Let me tell you what I experienced. I lived under artillery fire every fucking day for the better part of 6 months, to the tune of between 10 and 100 fucking rounds a day. Don't talk to me about being blown up, you fuck, because you haven't done shit. You drank coffee on the fucking carrier and sat there in your A6, fucking cut holes in the sky, waiting for a target in Desert Storm 1 during the weapons test. You didn't fight a real war, you feckless fuck. So don't talk to me about how scared you were. Let me tell you what scared looks like. It's when a bullet snaps over your fucking head while you're on the phone with your wife standing on a balcony and you didn't even hear the fucking round or the repeat of the rifle. That's fear, you fuck. So why don't you sit the fuck down and stop talking? No one elected you, Mark. You're a fucking installed communist piece of shit. And before this is over, I'm going to make sure you go to Gitmo and serve time for treason, you piece of shit. My God. Can't stand hearing that fuck talk. Him and Gallego, both of them were installed. And if the FBI was doing their job, they would They would have to do just a cursory review of the machines and figure it out. But you have to hand everything to them on a silver platter because everybody here in the FBI field office in Arizona is a fucking liberal and a communist that was carefully picked. So I don't expect any relief there. Definitely not going to get it from Cash Patel. My God. This only ends one way. It ends with gunfire. How it starts, when it starts, I don't care anymore. Let's get on with it. I've had enough. I'm done listening to all these talking heads. I'm sick of the propaganda. I'm even more sick of the fucking, the mainstream media that openly gaslights the public and all these politicians that piss and moan about the mainstream media. And they have the power to go change it. All they have to do is repeal Smith-Mund monetization. And guess what? We can hold the media accountable. But it shows you how compromised all of them are and how completely full of shit they are that they can't even pass a fucking repeal of the Modernization Act. Who's pulling their strings? Whose bitches are they that we can't get relief from the propaganda? I'll tell you who. It's China. It's fucking Iran. It's the bankers. It's the city of London. Take your fucking pick. They're all compromised. And my view of MTG leaving on Saturday, good fucking riddance. You were worthless the time you were there. All you did was run your fucking mouth and point your ankles at the ceiling. You didn't do shit for the American people. It's like the rest of them. As far as I'm concerned, let the system crash, dig them out of their fucking holes, hang every goddamn one of them for treason, and then build something better. But again, like every other, you know, time in history when we went through this, we're going to spend 5 to 10 years fighting a fight that we should have never had to fight in the first place because the system got so corrupt and some shitbag, you know, like Bill Gates decided he wanted to take over the world. So here we go. I shouldn't be this frustrated by this, but I'm trying to speak in terms of how the American public thinks right now. And I can tell you, the American public, a bulk of the American public, let me just put it that way, not this constant barrage of bullshit I see on X, which is carefully curated bullshit to emotionally charge you. Clearly, the intelligence agencies and DARPA and the rest have not left Twitter. And the fact that Elon put a liberal retard in charge of the country or in charge of the company before he went back to SpaceX and Tesla and all the other bullshit he's working on, tells me that he never removed any of the intelligence apparatus of the FBI. The liberal apparatus, the communist apparatus is in full swing there. And the fact that my feed is filled with communist rhetoric and incitement tells me that Elon is completely full of shit. And that the only thing that guy has done is really outline and highlight the fraud in DC. Yay. Why don't you go clean your own fucking house and get rid of all the intelligence agencies and open up the platform so we can see stuff that we actually want to see and not this liberal tropes and endless fucking parade of AI and bots. I can tell you, I'm sick of it. I don't even go on to Twitter anymore. Why? Because it's exactly what it was in 2017 and 2018. It's a toxic fuckhole of stupid that is propagated with bots and AI, just like it was under Jack Dorsey. The only difference is they're not deplatforming people. They're just shadow banning the shit out of you. Like, I get 18 views on my posts. 18. I've been watching my stats. Yeah, freedom of speech, not freedom of reach. That's what Twitter's become. So if you think it's not censored, you're a fool. And this is exactly why I'm saying to the other side of the fence, you're being played. Everything that you see is a construct. Everything you see is carefully curated to keep you in the emotional space. And the bulk of the country, number one, pissed off at Trump. Completely sick of big pharma, the tech bros, and all the other bullshit that they've had to deal with since he came into office. They're sick of the fact that he could have released the Epstein files and declassified them, and he didn't do it. He pushed it to Congress, and it was a big dog and pony show. And have any files been released? Ooh, they released some emails. It's a big show, and people are sick of Trump. And mark my words, I want you to mark this date down. By the time that guy leaves office, he will be the most despised man in American history because he has sold this country out to Israel, and he took the fucking money from Qatar. And it's obvious now because parading these tech bros, all Democrats, by the way, all left-leaning, flaming control freaks, and he handed the country over to a bunch of autistic kids that used to get duct taped to lockers. Good job. Way to go. By the time you leave office, your base will despise you. The country is sick, and I mean sick, of the trans gay microphone. They're sick of it. I'm sick of every movie. I'm sick of every TV show. I'm sick of every article. I'm sick of every story being a gay love fest and a summer of love. Sick of it. And I'm sick of the fact that every single strip has to have some kind of gay romance in it or some kind of diversity, equity, and inclusion bullshit that never happened in history. There was no black people in charge of the Department of War during World War II. There was segregation. There was racism. Show the fucking racism. But no. And by the way, the next time I see a 95-pound woman beat the shit out of a 6'6", 260-pound guy, I'm going to definitely call bullshit. Because let me tell you what would happen there, even if she was a kung fu master. He'd grab her neck by the fucking neck and break her like a twig. Give me a fucking break with that. Just like America's sick of all movies where guys are played to be bumbling idiots. Women are the smartest people on the planet. They're the most organized. Sick of that shit. It's not real. It's not true. And more importantly, the most evil people in Congress right now are women, not just men. Give it a rest already. We're sick of the fact that no one has been arrested. Arrest somebody. My God. Arrest someone. Oh, no. We got to wait for all the evidence. We can't. It's got to be bulletproof. We got to make sure that we run this all the way through the courts, and they can't just dismiss it. Okay. Okay. Right. So what are we going to do with all the liberal judges that are letting people that are killing people free? Are we going to go arrest them? Because you haven't arrested anybody else. So let me help you help me help you. First of all, go roll them all up. Mobilize the 82nd. You know, instead of sending them to Venezuela to go fight a cartel that we don't give a shit about, that the CIA created in the first place and is funded, just like the cartels in Mexico that were funded by the CIA and Big Pharma, could we just defer and delay that and send them to Washington, D.C., and send them to California and Washington State, and then go roll people up, like, you know, federal judges, district judges that were funded by Soros? And could, for the love of God, could somebody arrest Alex Soros for treason and crimes against humanity, just like Bill Gates? Could somebody do that, please? That's how you clean it up. These people committed treason, crimes against humanity. Go roll them up. It's not like the public's not going to support you. We've been saying for what, 309 days? Arrest somebody. I guess that's too hard. I guess that doesn't fit the Jewish lobby's agenda. I don't know what that is other than to put in a control grid so they can be in control. Gee, I wonder why it is that Israel lost the information war back on October 8th of 2022. I wonder why it is that they have to pay influencers to hype Israel and the Jewish lobby because no one trusts them. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because you do criminal shit and you keep doing criminal shit. So stop doing criminal shit. Start doing things that benefit humanity and not yourselves. And here's a word for Ted Cruz. Why don't you honor your oath or fuck off? I mean, what I'm doing here is I'm summarizing exactly some of the visceral emails I get on a regular basis. Some of the visceral comments I get literally every show. People are fed up. They're tired of the criminality. They're tired of the grift. They're tired of the inaction, but they're mostly tired of this constant and sustained narrative that everybody's fucking gay. Not everybody's gay. You want to be gay? Go be gay. But while you're doing it, shut the fuck up. No one cares. No one. No one gives a shit who you fuck. No one gives a shit about your moral value system or your sexual identity. I don't give two shits about it. In fact, you can tell me, and 2 seconds after I walk away from you, I'm going to give less of a shit about it then than I did the moment you told me. So keep it to yourselves. Go live your lives and shut the fuck up. And people will be happier. And have you noticed that every liberal you meet is angry? And they don't know why they're angry. They have no clue. But they are just angry about everything. And they're miserable people. You know why? Because they're unhappy. They're unhappy and angry. That doesn't bode well. You know, I'm being somewhat facetious because I got a bunch of emails after MTG resigned. And I was going to talk about it on, I was going to do a Substack rant on Monday. But I got derailed with other things. Look, here's the bottom line. Everything you're seeing right now is incitement operations. They're trying to incite you into action. They want a civil war. They need a civil war. They need to write down the debt. They can't sustain the burn rate with the debt as high as it is. They have to reset the system. The only way they can do that is through a war, whether it's a civil war, whether it's a race war, whether it's a religious war, it doesn't matter. It's all being architected so we deconstruct ourselves. And if we fall into civil war, the bankers win. If we allow the Muslims to take over, the bankers win. If we allow the Chinese to take over, the bankers win. The only way out of this is we have to unite as a country and we have to throw off the shackles of not only tyranny, but we have to throw off the propaganda. And we have to make the fourth branch of the government, the media, we have to make them journalists again. We have to make them, you know, rebuild that whole apparatus so they report the truth on everything. And there's no manipulation. There's no control by oligarchs. These people, and the reason why they have so much control is because they've allowed consolidation of media outlets across the country. If we didn't have consolidation of media outlets and every media outlet was independent, there would be, and decentralized, there would be no controlled narrative. There would be a bunch of journalists competing to get the right story and get the story right. And if we held them accountable for telling the truth and not gaslighting, and not giving the intelligence agencies the ability to gaslight us, this would be a different country. This would be a different planet. But everything you see is so carefully curated, and it's a curated lie, as well as it's a curated incitement operation or influencing operation. I don't believe anything. I don't believe anything I see. And I watch independent media. Like I watch Sean Ryan do interview with Tucker Carlson. I'm about, I don't know, hour into it. And Tucker believes the same thing. We have a common value. I'll just put it that way. I believe there's something that I believe because I'm doing this, whether I'm right, wrong, or indifferent, that part of the sacrifice is doing this, right? Sacrifice time, you sacrifice money, you sacrifice opportunities, you sacrifice a lot of things to do this. And look, I don't have as much reach as I used to have because I've changed the format and the channel, etc. But that's slowly rebuilding. And I think that anybody that's a podcaster, anybody that's in media, especially independent, your job, your sacrifice is to sacrifice the clicks for the truth, to make sure the truth always gets out and to call out where people are lying. Because there's no compass. There's no source of truth for the average person. And, you know, you can point to a bunch of different Substacks, a couple of different media outlets, Washington Pundit, Revolver.News, etc., that they publish factual information. I mean, O'Keefe Media Group has come under a lot of scrutiny because of the way they report. And the guy doesn't have an axe to grind. He's trying to get the truth. He's trying to show people how corrupt the system is. He's trying to show people that all these politicians that you think in front of the camera are great people, they're really shitbags. They're really grifting. And that's my problem with the left. The left cannot see how badly they've been lied to. In fact, they're so brainwashed that they can't see straight. Like, this whole MAGA thing is a construct. It's a construct of the whole Trump, the Trump era. It should have been America first. It's simply just America first. Everything we do is America first. Everything we do is about Americans, real Americans, people that are actually citizens of the country. And I'm not talking about people born here. I'm talking about people that have taken the time to become legal citizens. And most importantly, they contribute to American society. Those are Americans. The Somalis that come over here and conduct massive fraud on the welfare system and sit flat on their ass, just like some of the other nationalities that come here, or the Muslims that come here and build mosques and want to push Sharia law. They're not Americans. They're not loyal to the Constitution. I'm talking about people that are loyal to the Constitution, that want this country to thrive. The rest of them can fuck off and go home. That's what it should have been, was America first. But like everything else with Trump, it's all about the act. It's not about the follow through. The follow through is what's going to make him the most despised man in American history, because he's not following through. And he got a bunch of passes in his first term, because he didn't know Washington, D.C., blah, blah, blah. Well, now he does. Now he doesn't get a pass. And for Alex Jones to come out and say that I'm not going to support him after this, if he does X, Y, and Z, tells me that Jones is just as frustrated as everyone else. I mean, I can tell you that the volume of email I got after MTG's resignation was substantially larger than any other time since I've been doing this. And people are viscerally upset. They want to see action. They want to see people perp walked. They want to see people held accountable for treason. And this noise with Mark Kelly and bringing him on active duty, fine, do that. But your first obligation is to hold the people that committed treason accountable first. And if that doesn't happen by June of next year, if there's no arrest by June of next year, I can guarantee you there'll be a revolution. Or a civil war. And my premise is, I think it's going to start as a civil war, and then people will figure out how badly they've been lied to, and then it will be a revolution. What the elite do not want, what they cannot tolerate, is a united American public against them. And the real enemy is the elite behind all of this. Whether they're in the city of London, whether they're in DC, whether they are in Los Angeles, it doesn't matter where they are. What matters is the money behind all of this, the institutional money behind all this, like the Soroses and some of the others, and we know they're there. Carlos Slim's another one. Adelson, you can name a bunch of names. The people behind this, they're the real enemy. You and I, We're not the enemy. We're not enemies. We are the have-nots, and the have-nots are the ones that are being manipulated. And this is a time and time again played script that they've played on humanity over and over and over again to remain in power. This time we need to disrupt their power play, and we need to put it back on them. We need to take the initiative, and we need to push it back in their lap, and we need to keep them off balance, and we need to keep them on the run until they either are fucking dead or they're in prison. That's how this has to go. And I don't know how to break through all the propaganda. I really don't. I mean, today I was so frustrated with my feed, I just started flaming everybody. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Because that's what it's come down to. And I was trying to get enough people to realize what I was doing and why I was flaming people to realize all of this is just AI scripted nonsense. Most of these accounts are AI. Most of these accounts are bot driven. You know, it's when you see 150 posts a day, that's when you know that it's a bot or it's AI. And there's a bunch of them. And people, you know, I sometimes respond to them just for the sheer value of saying this is a bot or this guy's full of shit because he's got to be AI because he never responds. Like there's an account, Jim Ferguson, which is he's either MI6, he's an MI6 bot or he's a BBC bot or he's an MI5 bot, but never responds to any posts, publishes a bunch of inflammatory shit. It's always anti-Trump. It's always anti-US. Yeah, City of London. Hello. MI6. Hello. And there's a ton of it. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is it's demoralizing. When you see it over, and the whole point is to try and demoralize the public so they just give up and stop paying attention. And I would say you're going to be a lot happier if you don't look at Twitter all the time. You'll be a lot happier if you're not in Facebook or Instagram or the rest of them. Like Instagram, here's the test. Go out to Instagram and just scroll through the different feeds. Go out to Snapchat, scroll the different feeds. I mean, first of all, you get like 15 ads in a 15-second video on Snapchat. But Snapchat is carefully curated, so all you see is fit people that are very attractive, that are doing exercise or they're doing some kind of, you know, vacation in some amazing place. And then they have a bunch of feeds where it's stories about this person was destroyed. This person, look at the decline of this person. Look at how this person was famous and now they're not. I mean, it's carefully curated to keep you in the emotional state. Instagram is the same way. If you look at Instagram accounts, all the Instagram accounts, especially if they're teenagers, they're all doing the same shit. And what's with the tongue out of the mouth thing? Like, what the fuck is that all about? Every other picture you see of some teen girl is, or she got her fucking tongue out and her ass hanging out. Like, they're all the same. They're creating the groupthink through the culture of the platform. And the platform is all about pushing the persona, not reality. And then they're fed a bunch of information that's all garbage. If you watch all the curated feeds, it's all garbage. It's all nonsense. And it's stuff like, you know, talking about Hollywood stars, talking about, you know, influencers, talking about things that most people can't afford anyway, like travel, expensive cars, expensive stuff. It's all about the bigger, better deal. And then when you look at Facebook is carefully curated to keep the polar right and left in place. And Facebook doesn't have the traction it used to, but there's still 3.5 billion people on Facebook. It's still a big platform with a lot of reach, especially overseas. And then you have WhatsApp. WhatsApp is being used to curate and to influence everybody outside the U.S. because most of the countries outside the U.S. use WhatsApp. Very few people in the U.S. use WhatsApp compared to the rest of the world. And they use it to influence all those populations. So every single platform that you're on is being used to influence you in some way. And it's broken up by demographic. Like Snapchat's primarily used by teenagers and, and 20-somethings. Instagram's teenagers, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, even some of the 40-somethings. Facebook's more of the 40 to 50 to 70 crowd, right? They're broken up by demographics, and they're broken up specifically to influence that demographic and that population. And they're highly effective at it. I mean, look at how many kids that grew up and that when Snapchat came out. I mean, literally, they take more pictures of themselves than I've taken of myself in my entire lifetime in one day. That should tell you how effective these platforms are at keeping people in the emotional state, which is why we need to get control of Smith-Munn modernization and some of the other legislation that's been passed that allows them, and as well as Section 230, that has allowed the tech bros to hide. And that's really who's behind all of the control of the propaganda is the tech bros. They don't want to change it because the government doesn't want to change it because the government remains unaccountable, and they use third parties to do all the influencing operations. So they're unaccountable because they're a private organization, and it's the best of both worlds. The only way it's going to change is if we force it to change. And like I said, at this point, I don't know I think we're past the tipping point to where we're going to see real change. And I think it's just going to boil down to gunfire. Like I said, how it starts, when it starts, don't care. Let's get on with it. They want to keep a slow burn until they have this control grid in place. And I'm just here to say that I don't see it happening. I see it burning down long before it ever gets into full implementation. Because when people figure out how much control that they have already and how much of your information they have already, and I'll give you a case in point. Since I was in the military, they have my DNA. They have all my personal information. They have all of my travel information. They have all of my passport information all the way back to when I joined the military. And they have my blood type and part of my medical history. And when I come through customs, I don't even show my passport. They've already done facial recognition on me. And I just walk in and they're like, you just came back from London, or you just came back from Mexico or wherever you were. They already have a lot of this in place, is my point. A lot of us already in the system. The question is really going to be boiled down to, is the public going to sign up for a digital currency? And I can tell you, the answer should be no. Hard no. But we already have a digital currency. Most of what we do is with a card, a debit card, a credit card. That's digital currency. And it's ones and zeros. Every so often, like I carry cash all the time. I think a lot of people do that listen to me. But a lot of the public doesn't. A lot of the population, they don't have gold, silver. They just have a card with digits. And so a lot of this is already in place. The question is going to be, at what point does the public realize they have too much control and they start to push back against it? And I can tell you that that's where it'll fall apart. If it doesn't fall apart long before that, which I think it will. I think it will fall apart long before that. Because people are just, they don't trust the government, they don't trust politicians, and they don't trust the media. And every day that goes by that gulf gets wider is a bigger propensity for some kind of kinetic conflict. And when you lose confidence in the media, you lose confidence in politicians, you lose confidence in the institutions that are governing, it's just a matter of time. And that's where we are. I don't know how this is going to develop, but I will say this about all of you that were upset about MTG. I'm not surprised. She was either coerced out, she gave up, or she had an ulterior motive, like Laura Loomer suggested, that she got her government retirement and she just took the money and ran. Doesn't matter what the reason is. She's gone and she left with a whimper. And I can tell you that after January, nobody's going to care. It'll be somebody else. All of these people are playing their part, just like Trump's playing his part, Hegseth's playing his part. So, but it shows, And let's just say, for devil's advocate's sake, let's say that she went into the system believing that she could make change. And she was smeared. She was, you know, the press lied about her. And she didn't help herself in certain cases. And she decided after the Epstein stuff and Trump turning on her, she's like, I'm not going to do this anymore. If the person I supported for 5 years, and by the way, I'm playing along with the narrative that she put out. If she put out that, you know, Trump turned on me when I'm trying to do the right thing for the victims of Epstein Island, and in her mind, there's no path to righting the ship. That could be true. I mean, two things could be true at once, right? They could have coerced her out, and she could have been already heading out the door anyway because of the fact that she can't influence change. That's why I left. I resigned. I could have done the war college thing. I could have gone and been a colonel. I would have spent a year in Afghanistan, another year, you know, overseas, and then I would have spent time in command and then probably been a one star or a two star. And I had no desire to do any of it because I saw the handwriting on the wall. My direct supervisor was oblivious to what was going on. And he was passed over as an 06, had war college, whole nine yards. He had the pedigree, he had the degree, he had all the right blocks checked. He got passed over for a gay woman and then a gay man and then another gay woman and then another gay man. Yeah, you can do the math there. And I'm like, I'm just not going to fight the system anymore. And look at where we are now. The pendulum starting to swing the other way. But that said, it may be too late. And MTG might have seen that and just said, there's no there there. There's only two of us in Congress that are trying to do the right thing. Everybody else is grifting. There's no reason for me to stay here because there's no way I'm going to influence this. It could have been that simple. I think what's interesting was that during her speech or her message, she said there's no 5D chess. There's no plan. It's just people grifting and getting over on the system. And that should, you would think that would wake up all the Q-tards. No, nope. It is what it is. So here's my advice for the next several weeks into 26. Disconnect from social media as much as possible. Don't get wrapped up in the emotional space. And for God's sake, lose the fear. We were all put on this planet at this time for a reason. And I think that reason is to do something about human trafficking and child exploitation. And I think it was also to do something about the pure evil that's taken over governance of 100 different countries. I think that's why we're all here. So lose the fear. You got nothing to be scared of. And this, we're in a spiritual war as much as we're in an information war. So if you're religious, pray. If you're not religious, find something to believe in. Because there's going to be a time where we're going to have to unite, not just as a country, but as a civilization. And I don't think we're that far away. I think where we are is we're on the cusp of something, and everybody can feel it. Everybody feels that something big is coming. I heard that again resoundingly over the weekend. So disconnect from social media, lose the fear, and live your life. Really, live your life and enjoy it. Because all the doom porn, all the animus, all the anger, all the visceral hatred, all it does is just drag you down and burns you out. And I see this stuff every day. If I see something that I think is worthy of your attention, I'll let you know. I'll do a special broadcast. I'll do a short show. But right now, all I see is I see propaganda, gaslighting, a bunch of incitement and influencing operations. I don't see anybody in the apparatus trying to do the right thing. No one. Everybody has an agenda. And We're going to have to decide at what point do we bring the guns out. Actually, I think that's going to be decided for us. But when it does, you're going to have to pick a side. I tell you what side I'm on. I'm on a humanity side. These people are fighting against. These people are transhumanists. They're satanic. They're just evil. I don't have a problem putting these people down, especially when it kicks off. But until then, I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to enjoy the people I care about, and I'm going to let them know I care about them. And I'm going to, you know, worship my God. So that's my plan. I suggest that, you know, you figure out what works for you, but get away from social media. And you're right, Ammo. Everything is bullshit. So don't get wrapped up in it. I'll be back tomorrow night with the roundtable. I'm not sure what we're talking about tomorrow. I'm sure we'll talk about some of this. But until tomorrow night, God bless everyone. One team, one fight.